Welcome to the Holistic Hotties podcast. I'm your host, Kat Mansfield. I'm a yoga and meditation teacher who's traveled around the world in search of all things healing and true. In searching for healing, in searching for truth, I uncovered the answers to all my ponderings. I grounded into peace amidst the chaos. I found myself. This podcast is about breathing life into who you already are. It's about remembering the truth of your power, the truth of your perfection. And in each episode, we'll talk about the beliefs, the self-imposed limitations, and the mindsets that are keeping us small, and how to cultivate safety in our bodies so that we can feel safe enough to be bigger, to take up more space, and to truly and deeply love ourselves. On this journey together, day after day, we're choosing intention. We're choosing growth. We're choosing to dissolve our veils and breathe into our most authentic and thus most radiant selves. We're choosing to feel good naked. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to Holistic Hotties. It has been a minute since I have recorded and released a podcast, so I'm extremely excited to be back and to be jumping back into Holistic Hotties with a whole new orientation and with a whole new vision, and giving myself space and permission to explore that vision in real time while I'm recording these, while I'm creating this podcast again. So glad you're back if you used to listen to season one and two. And if you're new to the podcast, welcome. Welcome to Holistic Hotties. Really excited that you're listening. Today, I want to talk about what's been going on over the last 10 months or so since I stopped releasing podcast episodes regularly, because a lot has happened. So I want to give a little bit of an overview, drop into where I am in my life right now, some of the things that have happened, some of the things that I've learned, and what the vision is for creating this podcast again. Okay, so first, what has been going on the last 10 months with you, Kat? I bet you're all just dying to know. But yeah, I'll tell you. So about 10 months ago, 11 months ago, I guess, I met my person in Santa Cruz. I was at Afrobeats in Santa Cruz at Woodhouse Brewery, and he was there for a disc golf pop-up event, and we saw each other, fell in love. And since we met, it has been a whirlwind of a love story. Soon after we'd met, I joined him on tour since he's a professional disc golf player. Also, his name is Nathan. I'm just going to refer to him as Nathan from now on. So I joined him on tour in his pimped out Sprinter van, and we toured around the United States for about 3 months or so. It was quite the experience to have met your person and then within, 3 months uproot and move into their van and go on tour with them for disc golf, which I had no idea what disc golf was prior to meeting Nathan. And then I went on tour with hundreds of other professional disc golf players. So it was quite the experience. And after about 3 months, I realized that being on the road, that much movement was really, really difficult for me. I had spent so much of my 20s traveling and being nomadic that when I moved to Santa Cruz, my intention was to root, was to build community, was to root down deeply. And I did. I really did that. However, I fell in love and I had to follow my heart. So I chose to uproot again. But after a little bit of time, I couldn't deny how difficult it was for me. It was really hard. And I would have difficult days, multiple days of the week, and have to dive even harder and deeper into my practices just to maintain a neutral level of presence and joy. And so my partner and I decided to move to Bend, Oregon. We had never been here before, but we had some good friends that had planted seeds that this place would really resonate with us. And so we just took this leap and moved into a tiny home that we'd never seen in Bend, Oregon, where we'd never lived before. So again, pretty soon after meeting Nathan, uprooted from Santa Cruz and we moved to Oregon. And we spent winter here. It was an extremely beautiful chapter, just wintering together, building our little nest and kind of just landing, getting our feet on the ground in a new place, exploring different cafes and yoga studios, and just checking out where we just moved. On Christmas, unfortunately, my father unexpectedly passed away. So that absolutely rocked my world. I had never experienced loss like that, especially so unexpectedly. I've had a few grandparents pass, but they were ill for a while. We knew it was coming. It just felt, you know, it feels like a completely different experience in my life. And losing my father just forced me to expand in real time, forced me to truly expand my capacity to feel in real time. Otherwise, you know, there wasn't another option, because it's like, otherwise you'll implode. It hurts so badly. You have to expand. Otherwise, you know, you'll break. And so I spent a lot of time healing from that, and still am daily healing from that. I think I will be for the rest of my life, processing and allowing for emotions to move through me regarding it. It's just always a different orientation around an event. As I get older, as I experience more, as I have more reflection on my childhood and his impact in my life and our relationship, it's just a different orientation around the loss. So it will forever be adapting. And it's actually something really beautiful about it. So about 2 weeks after my dad passed, Nathan and I went to New Zealand for 6 weeks. He was participating in a tour, a disc golf tour in New Zealand. And I knew it would be such an amazing opportunity to heal, to really disconnect from winter, disconnect from here and home, and heal where, you know, heal across the world and just be in my little bubble, allow myself to feel, be in a summer setting and heal. So we spent 6 weeks in New Zealand, and it was a blessing. It was a blessing to be able to separate and to give myself that time to cry however much I needed to, whenever I needed to go on long hikes and process emotions and honestly be around people who had no idea that it had happened. It was really nice that everybody wasn't showering me with, you know, texts and sympathy, and, you know, that's so beautiful. And I felt my tribe and my people show up in such a deep and profound way when I lost my father. And it's almost like reminding, you know, every time I get a text of like, oh, I feel you and I love you, it's like, oh yeah, I'm sad. As opposed to, you know, all these people don't know what's going on. They don't know I just lost my father. So I can just almost have it for myself and be sad when I need to be sad, remove myself from the setting or situation when I need to, process, come back. I don't know. It was really nice. And then at the end of our trip, Nathan and I got engaged. So it was a really eventful last 10 months. And since then, we've been home. We're back in Oregon. Nathan's back on tour. I'm navigating how to balance being home and really growing a new community in this new place that I love, and being on tour with him because he's my new fiance and my partner and the love of my life. So I want to be with him and I want to support him, and he sharpens me and he's my playmate. You know, he's my best friend. So finding this balance of being in this partnership that is contextually different than most other partnerships, and prioritizing me and prioritizing my goals and my desires and what feels truly aligned for me right now, which is a lot less movement and a lot more rooting, a lot more community building, a lot more exploring my home right here, right in my backyard. Okay, so that's a little bit of an overview of what's been going on over the last 10 months. And I'll deep dive into some of those experiences that I mentioned a lot more in later episodes this season. You know, I'm going to talk about grief. I'm going to talk about the dynamic emotions of getting engaged. I'm going to talk about just so much of what's come with such an intense transition in my life. and all the things I've learned, all the tools I've acquired, all the insights I've integrated. So I'll be diving into all those things in more depth, but I also want to talk about some things that I've really been focusing on and integrating right now. So we're coming into spring, and I really am feeling the integration of the last 10 months, 11 months. I'm really feeling all of that integrate into my body. And so with it comes new insights, new shifts that I'm adopting that feel true, that feel potent for me. So I want to share them and talk about them. It feels like I've transitioned from a chapter or a season in my life where I'm so much more quantity oriented, like seeking out so many new experiences, traveling to as many new countries as I could, meeting as many new people as I could, really acquiring experiences in that way. Like, how many can I have? How many flavors can I taste of the world? To a season that is much more oriented around devotion. I can feel the pull towards diving deeply into less hobbies, diving more deeply into obviously one relationship, one man, diving more deeply into one place, to Oregon. I'm feeling so called to explore this state and offer retreats in this state and really dive into the nooks and crannies of all of the nature right around me. So I've really been sitting with the shift and what it means for me and all the different ways in my life that it's showing up. The shift from this craving, this almost insatiable existence of, how about I go try this life out? How about I go try this identity on? You know, really just acquiring experiences, acquiring knowledge, acquiring people, and not in the way of like not seeing them or valuing the friendships, because I had so many beautiful, valuable friendships throughout my travels, but more so just this curiosity and this hunger for people's stories and meeting more people and hearing about what they came from and what their story is and what their journey's been, to this craving to dive deeper exactly where I am, to orient myself around my definition of devotion and explore what that definition is in all facets of my life, how to master the art of creating a podcast, master the art of telling a story, how to dive deeper into my yoga practice, how to dive deeper into my relationship and into the way that I show up as a partner, as a woman. How do I dive deeper into my growth? You know, so really feeling into this shift, I encourage you to assess where you are in your journey. Are you more in a place of this insatiable curiosity? Or are you more in a place where you're feeling called to devote yourself to one thing, to one place, to one person, to yourself? Ultimately, it is all about devoting yourself to yourself, but in neither season is better, neither season is right, neither season is cooler. They are simply different seasons that I've noticed myself enter, and I feel like I'm coming out of that transition portal so I can finally turn around and have the perspective to be like, wow, okay, I was just in a tornado of transition, finally touching down, and I feel different. And feeling comfortable with feeling different and not being scared that I feel different and just becoming curious about how I can now more deeply explore this new version of self after such a big transition, after such a big chapter, whirlwind of life events. So that is something I'm really thinking about at the moment. And the other biggest reminder to myself right now is to slow down and breathe. And, you know, obviously that's pretty simple. It really is. But the biggest thing I'm noticing in myself right now is this feeling of wanting to hurry up, of wanting to be somewhere faster, wanting to get somewhere faster so that I can feel some sort of emotion now, so that I can feel safe now, so that I can feel successful now, so that I can feel validated now, so that I can almost hurry everything up and get there now. And that's never the way to get there. That is never the way to get there. Not only will you lose sight and lose the direction of where you're really meant to go because you're so focused on getting somewhere else, not only will that happen, but the whole journey, the whole process isn't even fun. You know, you're just stressed the whole time. You're just in your head the whole time. You're reactive. You're angry that it's not happening faster versus letting go, slowing down, and taking a breath. Going outside, feeling the sun penetrate your skin, taking a breath. Feeling your feet on the ground, the earth pushing back up into your feet, supporting you wholly, and taking a breath. It has been something that is obviously quite simple and extremely helpful as a consistent reminder. Because it's so simple, it's easy to remember. Because it's so simple, whenever I notice myself spiraling, it is the first thing. Slow down, take a breath. And the more we do that, the more we orient to our surroundings, the more we breathe fully out of our body and allow ourselves to drop into now, the more life is actually able to move through us, the more we're able to smile and realize that it all doesn't have to be so heavy. It can also just be fun. You know, things are going to be heavy. You might lose your father. You might lose a loved one. You might experience loss unexpectedly. Or it can just be fun. It's almost like, okay, well, everything else can just be fun then, because that shit is actually heavy. That shit is real. You know, so that stuff gets to be heavy. That stuff gets to be painful. It's there too. And everything else, you know, the mud that comes into the house, the dishes that are dirty, the partner leaving the toilet seat up, whatever, all those other things just get to be like silly. And the place that you are exactly right now in your life, in your business, in your relationship, it is perfect. It doesn't have to be anything different in this moment. It is okay exactly where it is. Slow down, take a breath, and know that we can ask for clarity so that we can move forward, as opposed to asking to be somewhere else, as opposed to being angry that we're not somewhere else further down the line, quote unquote. We can actually ask for clarity. What is the next step? What's the most aligned action I can take right now? Where am I being led so that I can quantum leap to where I'm meant to go next? So slowing down and taking a breath, I'm telling you, super simple tool, really helpful for me right now. So that's it for this episode, you guys. I hope that, you know, I was able to clue you in on a little bit of what I've been doing and a little bit of what I'm moving through in this season, in this chapter right now, and include you in that. So if you like this episode, if you're excited for this season and want to include a friend on the journey with you, send them this episode, like, subscribe. And if you're already there, you know, you could even leave a review. That would be really cool. So have a great rest of your day, everybody. I'll talk to you this time next week. Bye. Mwah.